This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In Ag News here on your Monday, it's still a bit too early to tell what commodity markets and financial markets will be doing following the COVID-19 outbreak, the disease caused by the spread of the coronavirus. Mike Zazulo of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, LLC, in Atchison, Kansas, says the measure of economic impact and hit to demand will be seen over the next month or so.
It's just too early to tell exactly what physical or material economic impact is going to be, and therefore what the actual demand hit or non-hit to the market will take place. I think what we probably need to do at this stage, and what I'm kind of counseling, I think the futures market, we have to understand, is cutting right now in real time the perceived loss of demand. It's looking at very little else. And I think this is a very crucial time period for producers and ranchers to just kind of step back and think, okay, I see what's happening. I think that in 20 to 30 days, I'm going to have a lot better analysis and information from the people I work with to be able to make better decisions.
He says for now, farmers need to stay on course with their marketing plan.
We really don't want to make any major moves in the next 20 days, especially given that we have strong demand in the corn export market. We have seen a pickup in export sales for soybeans. Unknown destinations happened quite frequently this week, even though the Chinese did cancel on both soybeans and pork, which was a real negative feature in my analysis. We haven't lost a lot of demand at this point.
Again, that was Mike Zazulo of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting, LLC. In other news from around the country, Senator John Thune of South Dakota and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan introduced the Cover Crop Flexibility Act of 2020 last week. The legislation would permanently remove the prohibition on harvesting or grazing cover crops on prevented plant acres before November 1st. Producers would be allowed to graze or harvest cover crops for hay or silage and eliminate an arbitrary date that allows farmers with longer growing seasons more opportunities than those in northern states. Farmers would still have to plant cover crops on approved lists to prevent manipulation of that flexibility. It would also allow USDA to include cover crop seed and grazing-related costs when it set the factors that's used to calculate the prevented planting indemnity, as well as direct USDA to conduct a study to examine the extent that cover crops reduce risk of prevented planting and other crop insurance losses. Thune says, quote, "This common-sense legislation would permanently remove the date restriction, which would help level the playing field and give our producers the certainty they need as they prepare for another potentially difficult year." Stabenow adds, quote, "When bad weather causes farmers to miss planting season, as we did in Michigan last spring, it makes sense to help them get the best use out of their land." And we'll continue on into other local ag news following these messages.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects, while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today.
red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Well, now, regardless of which side you're on, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with the new John Deere and Case IH special discounts. Members can save up to $500 off Case IH equipment. And John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum 2 membership. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show for a Monday. And while coronavirus is taking the lion's share of news lately, there's still business going on in Washington that's still being addressed on Capitol Hill. One of those items is to address the deterioration of the nation's infrastructure. Representative Rodney Davis of Taylorville plays a big role when it comes to funding for infrastructure, and he explains.
Well, what's really important for Illinois agriculture is to have the infrastructure improvements needed to get our products from the field to the global marketplace. That's why I'm really hoping we get a bipartisan highway reauthorization for our highways and our transit districts. It's a huge deal for our farmers and the entire ag sector to have good roads and to have good transportation networks. That's one of our priorities that we ought to get done in a bipartisan way. We also want to make sure that families can continue to thrive and keep the family farm operational. We want to help students. You know, a lot of farm families will send their kids off to college and hope they come back and run the operation. We want to help create a voluntary private sector approach to paying down student debt. Employers ought to be able to offer student loan repayment programs and be incentivized to do so. We're doing that. That bill is almost going to be forced to call to the floor because we have 267 co-sponsors right now. Those are two major issues, along with being able to address continued funding for ag research and new and innovative approaches that have allowed our farmers, even in a rough, very wet year last year, were able to get substantial yields because America invested in research years ago and the right type of seed was used for that type of soil and that type of weather condition, and we saw yields that many of our farmers thought they would never get to last year. We have to continue that precious and vital research.
Again, that was 13th District Representative of Illinois, Rodney Davis. In other local news, a recent run of mild weather prior to a short, more winter-like condition during this past weekend allowed a number of farmers to get a jump on spring field work. The first week of March featured high temperatures in the 50s and 60s across much of the state. That follows a mild February that averaged 30.8 degrees statewide, a degree and a half above normal. Spring officially begins on Friday, the 20th. Some farmers use the recent mild stretch of weather to start their spring field work, particularly on fertilizer application. There were also a few scattered reports of early soybean plantings in the southern half of the state during the first week of March. Crop Watcher reports for this year are scheduled to begin on April 13th from Farm Week. Gary Niemeyer, past president of the Illinois and National Corn Growers Associations from Auburn and Sangamon County, hopes to start planting by early April. Many farmers will still have to wait for their fields to dry out before initial planting prep work can begin. Topsoil moisture ranked 37% surplus and 63% adequate across the state as of February 24th. Mild conditions in recent months also favored the winter wheat crop, which ranked 56% good to excellent, 36% fair, and just 8% poor to very poor statewide as of the February 24th latest report. And a local cancellation to tell you about: the Central Illinois Livestock Association's meeting that was scheduled for this Thursday the 19th, that has been canceled. Again, that's the Central Illinois Livestock Association's meeting for Thursday has been canceled. And remember, if you have any cancellations for us or need to know the latest list of cancellations, those can be found on our website, WSMIRadio.com, and you can email your cancellations to us at cancellations@WSMIRadio.com. So reporting for this Monday afternoon, March 16th, this is Gabe Osborne, WSMI Ag News.